And we are back here on Out of the Woods. We got another set here for you, but we're probably going to have to add to it, I think, looking at the time I have left to go. But we're going to hear one from Fred Arcolio's most recent CD called Seeds, and take a track from it right now called Poison on Out of the Woods.
I can sense the poison swirling up into my sinuses. It's burning my lungs and my throat. My heart pumps poison into and through my bloodstream. It's seeping into muscle and bone. They're dumping poison in the lakes and in the ocean. Poison runs in the rivers and the streams. They've poisoned the air. They've poisoned the ground. They've poisoned our hopes and our dreams. They have poisoned. They're feeding obesity with TV. They're starving anorexics with magazines. In everything we eat, they've added poison. And the deadliest poison tastes so sweet. The textbooks in the schools are reeking poison. Poison pours out of every car's exhaust. They calculate the profit to the last penny, but they never admit the cost of all their poison.
Begin. Lucy. Lucy. Lapsa, baby. I'm home.
Oh, I'm so glad you're home, Larry. I had quite a day, yeah. Oh, I feel like a murderer.
Murderer? What are you talking about, Lucy?
Oh, I had to kill a bunch of ants in the kitchen. Poison. I think all the coffee shot to heck.
Well, we'll have to avoid the coffee then. Maybe we could make some hot cocoa.
That's all shot to heck, too.
You know, I was just talking to Pinecone Pete, and he's talking about this ASMR stuff.
Oh, that's the Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
That's the stuff.
How did you know about it?
I watch all the daytime talk shows.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking maybe I could do the little role play with you, Lucy, because you're sometimes all a bound of nerves.
A bound of nerves?
I mean, you're always a bundle of nerves. That's the American expression.
Yeah, well, let's let you just try me.
Just sit down now, Lucy. Sit down. Okay. Now, imagine all the ants are gone.
They are. I killed them all.
Well, just imagine them gone. And that they are no longer, no longer in the kitchen.
I like this.
And that they're shriveled up and disappearing. And all the ants have crawled out of the house. And you no longer have to scream and shout at the ants. And they go outside and they go moving, far away, moving back to Norway, where they came from. And, I think she's falling asleep, folks. Mm-hmm. There they go. There they go. There go all the ants from the kitchen. And I'm just going to go over here and have a little whiskey.
Oh, I just heard that.
Oh, I thought you fell asleep, honey, sweetie, hearty.
No whiskey for you. That we save for cooking.
Okay.
Now I'm going to do an ASMR on you.
Okay.
You do not need to drink so much.
I don't like this.
Shush, shh. You want to drink more goat's milk?
That's boring and bitter.
Shh, shh, shh. You want to drink more goat's milk? And you want to give your wife a foot massage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you want to give your wife a back rub massage before we go to bed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to clean up the kitchen and scrape up all the dead ants?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to clean the whole house and do the laundry?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to listen to the end of Chip Colcord's show tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Well, everything except the cleaning the house part. That sounds good.
Oh.
Thief is down, flat on the ground, face on cement, the crowd gathers around. His old black coat thrown over his head, the crowd's all hushed, 'cause it looks like he's dead. He's got a limited view, one patch of light shining down on a curious sight. Parasol ants in a perfect line, bright green leaves raised up high. He's God and those leaves are sails. He is God and his breath is the gale. He's God with time to kill. He's God and he can do just what he will. God is bored so it's what the hell. He lets go of gust, just watch them flail. The ants go flying in disarray. Those bright green leaves all blown away. He's gone, and those leaves are sails. He is gone, and his breath is the gale. He is gone, time to kill. He is gone, and he can do just what he will. God's got problems, he's busted but good. He ain't nothing, just a well-known local hood. The ants keep coming, they pay him no mind. They got leaves to move, they just march on by. He is God, and those leaves are sails. He is God, and his breath is the gale. What he will.
Six limousines pulled into my driveway. Three were gray and three were black. Six chauffeurs got out of six front doors and opened six doors in the back. And from each limousine came a part of a heart, like the kind you would see on a card from Hallmark. Each piece was carried by a family of ants, and on the lawn it looked like each part of that heart danced together to become one. I did not know what that heart might mean, why it arrived in six pieces, in six limousines. Limousines carry power, ants usually do not. Maybe in the ant world, these ants were big shots. The ants camped out with the heart in the fine summer weather, and I watched as they slowly sewed it together. For a while there, it looked like Frankenstein, but a heart without some stitching is hard to find. The limousines left, but the ants stayed, and each morning they circled the heart, and they prayed, and they sang it ant hymns and ant lullabies. And the scars on that heart healed by and by. One morning I looked out, and the ants had gone, and the heart looked quite alone out there on the lawn. So I went out to see. I found a note there for me. It said, "With you we all abide. Your heart has arrived."
No more. suspicion.
Hate a lot of things, but I love a few things. To believe after all of these years that you are one of them. Walk down the street, I'm thinking, everybody move along. I've got a sad heart in needing to belong. Nevertheless, it's all the mess you made, but I can't let it go.
Yeah, I got a little theme going there with some ants and stuff, I think, huh? Yeah. Well, yeah, that was coming out of Ludafisk Larry there and his wife, Levsa Lucy, out there in, where are they? In Wisconsin, I think, someplace. But she was killing those ants, so we decided we'd pay tribute to them. The Eels there from their album Electroshock Blues. That was Ant Farm. Our own Cozy Sheridan, just before that. We heard Ant Hem from her CD Live at Cedar House, recorded right here in New London, over at Jerry Putnam's Cedar House Sound Studios over there. Richard Schindel, we heard Parasol Ants, and before that we had, of course, Ludafisk Larry and Levsa Lucy doing some, I don't know what they're doing, but probably can't talk about it on the radio. But started off also on that theme, we had Poison from Fred Arcolio from his CD Seeds, and that's where we started you off. You're listening to Out of the Woods. We're on the home stretch now here in New London. I'm Chip Calkert. If you want to get in touch, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Probably don't have time for requests at this point, but I do want to mention once again that next week it looks like we are back on for live music with Decatur Creek, Doug Farrell, along with Steve Dion and Jack Carlton. Make sure you tune in for that. Looking like we'll do it in the second half of the show, so you don't want to miss that. Well, I kind of whipped together a little set here. I'm not sure if it'll get us all the way to the end or if we're going to have to add something to it, but I'm going to start off with a little thing from Pete Seeger talking to you and go into some other related things and some humor by the end of it all. All right, folks, we're going to play this one for you right now as soon as I get it ready to go and all that good stuff. Got to cue it up. Too much talk. More music, right? There you go. All right, Pete Seeger right now on Out of the Woods.
In Baltimore, around 1942, he was singing for a big rally to buy war bonds, beat Hitler. And he and Sonny Terry, the harmonica player, and Brownie McGee, the blues singer, they were singing, "We're going to tear Hitler down, we're going to tear Hitler down." And after they'd sung, the chairman said, "Mr. Guthrie, we have a seat for you at the table here, and we have a table for your friends out in the kitchen." And Woody says, "What do you mean? We sang together, why can't we eat together?" And the chairman said, "Well, Mr. Guthrie, this is Baltimore, you know." And Woody shouted out, "This fight against fascism got to start right here." And he picks the whole big table up with all the silver and glasses on it and tips it over. Crash! On the floor goes everything. And a second later, he walked to the table next to him, picks that up in the air. Crash! Goes all the silver and the glasses getting broken. They grab him by both arms. And Brownie says, Woody, Sonny's blind and I'm lame. You're going to get us all in trouble. But Woody kept shouting, this fight against fascism got to start right here. Isn't that wonderful?
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land, I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between all of my brothers, all over this land.
And if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, and I'd ring it in the evening. All over this land.
And if I had a song,
I'd sing it in the morning,
sing it in the evening,
all over this land.
I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning.
Brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I've got a hammer and I've got a bell and I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice.
It's the bell of
freedom.
It's the song about love
between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Lots of folks are revolting. They've had enough of this shit. The rich are getting richer. They're saying that's it. But with Luke, it's different, that's clear, as he emerges from the fog. Let's hear it for Lucanicos, the riot dog. It's a fight between people, but he is no pawn. He knows exactly which side he's on. In the machine of
Chini's still running loose in the streets, huh? All right, this one's for me now. It's called Make No Mistake. Everyone's trying don't stress me to the max. Even Michael Moore doesn't pay my songs. Maybe Rachel Maddox will give me a pat on the baggage as long as I'm a bit more friendly to Exxon, Chevron, and Enron, and on, everyone. Watch Moneybacks, says, 'cause everyone knows no one can lend on, and even David Rux's has to pay his taxes. Did I say Rux's? I meant Rovix. We all know the ultra-right myth king can kiss our butts when they stab our axes. Even Bush and Romney have an April 15th, and even David Rovitz has to pay his taxes. Oh, the revolution will come any second, even faster than I strum a guitar. My fax machine sends faxes, and the right wing can be callously decadent while I still have to pay my taxes. One more thing, Ludovisk Larry, in your guitar. One more thing, Pinecone Pete, in your saxes. Work till you end up in Madley's Mad Bar. And make no mistake on your income taxes. Thank you.
So, what is it they say? Imitation is the finest form of flattery. Peter Gullerud there as David Rovix in the last piece, reminding you to pay your, or do your tax forms. That's right, because Monday is the final day for preparing your taxes. We did hear from David himself, a former guest on this year's show from way back when, and we heard Riot Dog from his CD, The Big Red Sessions. Work of the Weavers in there. We had If I Had a Hammer from Pete Remembers Woody, and also from the same, the intro from Pete Seeger. And Fighting Fascism Starts Right Here. And the whole disc set was in honor of Woody Guthrie last year on his 100th birthday and all that good stuff. All right, folks, well, thanks for tuning in to Out of the Woods. Remember, live music on the show next week. Come say hi, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Look for us out there on the social media. Thanks for everyone tuning in out there online and everywhere else. So have a great weekend and stay safe, folks. We'll see you.